This is tape number 4 on June the 6th, 1992. Go ahead, Commander.
I apologize for being a little bit hesitant there. I have to explain to you once that what you see is not what you have. And when I nudge her around quite a bit, because in the beginning the body would remain so very still that she wouldn't be able to walk after I would depart. And so I try to keep some motion. But right now, you see, when approached, she couldn't respond. And I had to tell her what to do. So there's a little confirmation for you. I hugged you. And I love it. I love it. Thank you. There's no way for all of you to garner all of that information and understand every bit of it. But you see, we had to cover enough subjects that one could find a subject, go into it, and find its credibility. That is extremely difficult when you're talking about exactly what we're talking about. We had to write for the Nikola Tesla scientists. We had to write for the UFO community. We have to write for the ones who are just searching, and some who are just curious. We have to write for the total non-believers and then allow them to come into some growth or refuse either one. That's their right, that's their choice. There isn't any humongous business here. I've already told these ones. The work of God will not be the return of any great wealth. The projects will be run, and they will be managed according to good business. But you're headed for a time when there won't be any business. So your perception of return may be very small, but by the time you get there, at least with the ones who serve, that isn't the point. And you will make it. And you will make it better and more easily than anybody else around you, because you will have listened and you will have responded. But not mystically, not magically. It'll be because we do the right things. I know that the perception out there is that if we write, somehow we've stolen the information, because just as was said to you, is not new information. And ones want to spread about their own information, and if it's right or wrong, they put it down, and if you utilize what is right out of it, because you've got to use it, because it is truth, and a substitute won't cut it, then they want to sue you. But I find it interesting to note that as we move along, the very ones who accuse you of stealing and plagiarizing your material are so. It comes back to meet you face on. If you go and investigate anything to go with whatever you might have written of truth, you're going to find you've plagiarized my books. And I welcome you to do that. Now, we had a situation where George got his confirmation early on, before Desiree. And they had quite a problem over that. But you see, God works in mysterious ways. And Desiree could come into the truth of it. And George was willing to work with us with very, very little reward and a lot of input. Well, what that UFO community would like to think is that George Greene is wallowing in all of the rewards of these wonderful, secret, outlaying, sensational books. And he's got his own private space commander. No, what it's been is hard work, hell, a lot of accusations, and a lot of expense. You're not going to get rich off God's word. But as you make money in other projects, more money will be poured into God's word to make it available more widely. That cuts down on the confusion of ones who think we do it for remuneration in worldly goods. But you give unto God, he returns 100-fold at least. And God is abundance. Why would you take lesser? So I want that understood right off. And as long as the only thrust that can come out of the UFO community is relationships with the physical, you don't even have a tenth of the story. You're never going to get to those higher planes, rapture or otherwise, until you understand that. And that's our unfortunate job, to bring those unpopular facts to you. I don't blame them for being curious. I'm disappointed in most of them that they could come so easily to the source. But you see, I expect something else. Don't come up here to me saying, well, I heard from somebody who'd been up there to see you, and I'd like to hear about this. Specifically what? Esau's name? What, sir, would you like to hear about? Well, I'd like to hear about copper pyramids. Well, obviously, that's Mr. Bell's favorite subject, not mine. So if that's what he wants to hear about, let him go research it and put out a paper on it, which I believe he already has done. I'm not even in the discounting business. If it works, wear it on your head. You look silly, but wear it. Is there anything to pyramid energy? Of course. But it's not the pyramid on your head. It is the idea in your head. And the one thing that could have been a lot easier for all ones would be if the UFO community would get their act together. They act as if nothing happened after 1952. Or they'll tell you now that all this stuff is going on, all right? You want information, then I suggest you get the journals. It's in there. I will give you clues. I will even break down where these facilities are. And I'll tell you what they shoot out. But I'm not going to individually tell anybody anything when I have spent months and years making these ones go through what they have to put this information out for the public. Well, I'm not going to spend $10 and go get a book. Nope. And you're not going to learn anything anymore out of one book. I'm sorry it's gotten expensive while nobody noticed. But you can share. Pass the book around. There are a lot in that community. Bill Hamilton's one of them that could use it very well. Do I dislike them? Absolutely no. I enjoy them. I would enjoy their company. They get a little bit of knowledge. And oh my, could we enjoy it if we could share it. I've offered Bill Cooper time after time, come on over, son, and let's talk about it. You dance around the edge. But what happens instead? We go bury it in alcohol. And all of the addictions that bind you to this place where you don't have any vision. You become tools and disinformation bringers out of sheer ignorance. And always ones write to me with their little misinformation to test me. I'll tell you, if you write to me, or if you quote, I just went through that this week, and plant a lie in this group which might be published in the Liberator, then how narrow is your thought? Why would you do that to your brother? The Liberator is not the Word. It is a conduit to bring forth the Word. It is a paper put together by humans. And yes, I write most of it. But if there's something that can be utilized by the Brotherhood of Man out there, and you have planted a lie, then I pity you. I pity you. We're not here to quibble with authors and presenters and seminar givers and those who make their living doing that. I repeat, from this work, no one will ever get rich. Will George Green get rich? Damn it, yes. He was before he came here. He's drained it away to do this. And you better believe he'll get it again. I, Hatton, will see to it. You are repaid for your service and that which you're willing to give. But you're going to have to give something first, or there's nothing that can be returned. Do you see? And I don't know what I can tell you to take back to them other than you border on the truth of it. Yes, Tesla could have lit the skies. He could put a shield 300 miles out around your globe. He learned to use the technology. And it has been utilized. It's why there is no point in trying to make little free energy black boxes. You're not allowed to have it, do you see? The adversary will not let you have it. And they have replicated every important being on your planet. And they have been making replicas for decades. They can study, they can cross genetically. It doesn't mean these beings can breed. You know what a hybrid is. You have a beautiful, beautiful rose, but if it is frozen back down to the graft, you will have basically a wild rose. So these beings cannot usually multiply. Some of them can. And as with the human species having been replicated and mechanically downloaded, actually, with technology or past experience, as they will do. Yes, you can even physically exchange germ for germ, seed, sperm into ovum, and reproduce. And what you are doing is reproducing and reproducing and reproducing energy forms, not soul beings. Can these ones acquire soul? Of course. But you have to also know why there is a great, great movement toward birth control, and yet they come forth and they will say they're against abortion. Don't you believe it for a minute. That's a political stand. They plan to get rid of 6.5 billion people on this planet. Do you think they care? And part of the thrust is to get rid of the soul beings that are trying to make entry onto your place. That's why you've got to create and introduce diseases. Because they know that the army is coming, and it's not the army they invented. And they're helpless against us. The only thing they can do is discredit. And they won't even be able to do that longer. as things are confirmed. And yet they will go farther, and they will intimidate and terrify and unify your world against beings out there in space that aren't even there. You don't have an enemy out there. Within your atmosphere and just outside your atmosphere in your own little solar system, you've got some circulating things out there that sustain life for a little while. But you have no capability as a species of human creature to get off that place. So I don't need to go into, it's a total distraction to go into cattle mutilations and things of that sort. It is so cut and dried what has happened. Why in the world do they continue to drag it into the 21st century? It was wrong and erroneous then, it's just as wrong and erroneous now. Adolf Hitler was smart enough to work with some very interesting beings. And yes, he had flyable discs. They were dismantled, put aboard submarines, and they and the submarines and Adolf Hitler went to the Antarctic. I'm not going to get into that. I wrote at length about it. You live in flatland. You perceive exactly table level. And you believe anything that comes up to your eyes because you cannot see around it or over it or under it. That's all we're trying to do, is allow you to see around it. We are asking you to look in a third dimensional experience. You live in a third dimensional experience. For goodness sakes, you should be able to think in a third dimensional experience. I don't ask you to move out and really truly perceive weightlessness, spacelessness, and timelessness. Your level of growth is not to that extent. And yet your technology on this place is. And yet the problem being that the ones who are technologically that advanced have no concept of the greater overall wholeness. So you are stuck here in a destructive path. And I know that it's very hard for the entertainers of the world who have had a lot of fun with UFOs and sightings and things to let go of this excitement. And let's test that one and let's test the other one. And we don't need another one that somebody's going to listen to. Well, the churches turn around and say, we don't need another one that's going to argue. You see, we haven't spared anybody. Everybody's mad at us. The UFO community, the politicians, the preachers. We haven't left anybody out. And if we have, we'll get there. They do have one disadvantage. I can protect. And you have another advantage. Those ones who would do you damage don't believe enough or take you seriously enough to do anything about it. They talk about it. Mr. Kissinger's had my scribe on the top of his list, and he carts around the newspapers, go to the Bilderberg meetings, really irritated right out of his mind, but knowing and saying, well, nobody's going to read it anyway. Well, it's really, nobody's going to read it anyway.
Commander, I need you to hold that thought just for a second, can you?
Oh, I can keep it almost forever.
I would not do this except that it's time for me to leave. And what I am desirous of you is I would like you to cover the virile race of people that Hitler was looking for. I also would like you to cover thoroughly the frequency that you use, how you're doing it, etc. As I was saying to you, that when I went to that convention, 2 days in a row, people were coming to me. They were sent to me by various people. They had numerous people, Hamilton and others, they had heard strange things as, what happened to you? Where you been? I was out of the circuit for a number of years because of various reasons. I've also been, I was one of the original researchers into UFOs back in the 50s. But as you well know, things can happen when you speak out. In those days, if you spoke out, it was dangerous. Today, you can get away with it a little easier. But what I would like to do, when I get back, there's going to be calls coming into me next week. I have at least 4 people that want to talk to you personally, and these are legitimate people. And I feel I'm trying to get your information out to people who really want to know. And I don't have enough information about you to make any comment, and I wouldn't do it anyway. So what I would like you to do with this tape, because I'll be back up here to pick up this tape, because I want to use this tape to promote certain things. But in order to promote this, there's got to be certain things answered. So it because that is one of the questions. How is it you're transmitting?
I can give you that in the breath.
No, I realize that. But I need this on the tape. And when I come up and pick up the tape, then I'm going to present it to many of my people are in the motion picture industry. They are desirous.
Well, now, I'm really impressed, but why are you going?
Why am I going?
Yes.
Now?
Right.
Because I have to get back downtown to take care of other business.
Oh.
See, I'm not alone. I came up here in business. I have to go and take care of more business. I float in and out of Tehachapi. So I'm taking this opportunity because I see you're doing something here that could be very valuable for me that I can present to my people down in L.A. and that. And I'd like you to pin it down so it becomes very understandable to them that it's necessary for them to get off their duffs
and wake up.
And that's
might
all
I just say one thing before
sure.
you go? And you certainly go with my blessings, and I come in at 1694.3 on a shortwave band.
Now, are we talking about kilohertz or are we talking about megacycles? Wherever the decimal point is.
I am not going to go into that. Let you figure it out. It's on the higher frequency band.
I think I know where it is.
Now, mm-hmm. I don't mean to be insulting.
No, that's
but
okay.
I have had this happen before. You're too busy to listen to God.
Oh, I've been listening
so
to you
the
right
minute
along.
That God appears, ones are too busy to remain. I don't mean that insultingly. I understand the human being has to be where he has to be, or at least where he perceives he has to be. What was the other question? Adolf Hitler was looking for...
Yes, I would like to...
Adolf Hitler was looking for the blue-eyed Aryan race.
Right. Exactly.
Which came from Pleiades. But he misunderstood. The atmospherians told him what he was looking for, and he thought he could breed that race of people. He did not ever understand. And Hitler never was the problem. Never. He only represented as a mouthpiece the problem. And that does bear some very interesting discussions. And I hear what you're saying. I will finish the tape. I have a weary group here. I tried to hit on those things that you ask about. I cannot promise that. But
I really appreciate
will promise
this.
One thing. I ain't going nowhere. So anyone's welcome to come here anytime.
No, I don't expect that. That's not what I'm asking. What is happening to me is that I'm awakening again and coming back out, and I'm considered by a lot of people as somewhat of an authority on Tesla's works in that. And these people are coming to me and Van Tassel's works, which a lot of them don't understand what Van Tassel was doing. I'm somewhat of an authority on that. People come to me about it, but I'm caught...
not knowing exactly how to treat this situation because I got out of it for my own sake, my safety.
Well, you weren't going to get anywhere with Van Tassel's work. What he was trying to do was allow people to basically become photons. And it was tremendous work. It was absolutely tremendous work. It got sidetracked and bashed and battered up also. But he had the idea. He knew what he was doing. He just was never able to get there with it. So if anyone would stick with that and study that and come into understanding, then when the other pieces of the puzzle are presented to you, it will make absolute instant sense.
Well, I would say on that issue is that I am in possession of the information. And we had a four-person association. One of them, the key person, was a psychic. She was murdered shortly after we did a videotape on all of this. The main key speaker, he's disappeared. I've been sidetracked. The fourth one is gone off the scene. So the videotape, I played it back the other day, goes into all this, covering the swastika, its meaning, and everything else. Our next particular show was going to concern the V7 UFOs. Boom. The whole thing was wiped out. I'm scattered all over. My library is scattered all over. It's been an endless thing. And like I said, one of the things we were into was the Philadelphia experiment. We covered in the videotape, which never stopped.
It was very real. Very real.
Now you can appreciate why I dodge a little bit, and now you can understand why people at the convention were throwing my way. I didn't even have a booth. I was just walking around. So my questions to you is for you to back up certain things that I'm saying, in a way. And I have always felt, and I don't know whether you, let me hear what you say. I've always felt that Howard Hughes, before his death, was deeply involved with Van Tassel in the Integratron situation, along with other high-tech anti-gravity research, etc. I posed this question to John Lear that night, and he danced around it with a very comical comment, because I felt that his father was working with Hughes also. What would you say to that?
I would say that's absolutely right.
It was a funny answer that John gave. He wanted to dance around it too. So, I've had people come to me, they want to talk to me about Hughes and that. And this is why I kind of hoping you put something on there so when these people listen to this, they're not going to come along and say, well, is he right or is he wrong or whatever the case may be. I'm tired of being put in that position of people coming to me and you tell them something. And then they come along and they say, well, you're nuts, see. And I never say any. Well, it's because, why do I care? That's a good question. It's because that's the way I'm built, see. But I don't say anything unless I can back it up, either in my library or back it up, whatever you might say on the tape. I'm sure you can appreciate what I'm saying, why I'm asking it, and I do appreciate this time that's you've generously given to me. I don't like having to leave, but I really must.
Well, I'm going to tell you now something for your own good. Doesn't that sound like a father?
Yes.
Well, son, I want you to listen to me, and I want you to hear me very, very carefully. People get very dead doing exactly what you're doing. I suggest that you come into enough centering with me to believe in me enough to outride the ego and ask for coverage. Ones have come in and they have been killed on a stage in front of everybody. Watch your rear end and you ask for the light shield and you keep it around you. Let him go. He's trying to get away.
I guess maybe I'm asking you for this protection because I realized the day when I stepped into that UFO convention, it was going to begin all again because of my associates I knew there. And I feel what I have spent years to learn about Tesla and all the other stuff, I don't have a right to sit on the information and not share.
Oh, yes, you do.
I do?
And the minute that I start telling you the little keys, you're dead. I guarantee it. What you consider would give confirmation to what you have said is your death ticket. And you better know it.
I think you expressed that the day when we had a meeting in my apartment. There were two there that day, and you said the same thing almost.
How about that?
Sit on it. But you also told me you would tell me later additional information.
It ain't later.
Whatever.
This is tape number 4 on June the 6th, 1992. Go ahead, Commander.
I apologize for being a little bit hesitant there. I have to explain to you once that what you see is not what you have. And when I nudge around quite a bit, because in the beginning the body would remain so very still that she wouldn't be able to walk after I would depart. And so I try to keep some motion. But right now, you see, when approached, she couldn't respond. And I had to tell her what to do. So there's a little confirmation for you. I hugged you. And I love it. I love it. Thank you. There's no way for all of you to garner all of that information and understand every bit of it. But you see, we had to cover enough subjects that one could find a subject, go into it, and find its credibility. That is extremely difficult when you're talking about exactly what we're talking about. We had to write for the Nikola Tesla scientists. We had to write for the UFO community. We have to write for the ones who are just searching, and some who are just curious. We have to write for the total non-believers and then allow them to come into some growth or refuse either one. That's their right, that's their choice. There isn't any humongous business here. I've already told these ones. The work of God will not be the return of any great wealth. The projects will be run, and they will be managed according to good business. But you're headed for a time when there won't be any business. So your perception of return may be very small, but by the time you get there, at least with the ones who serve, that isn't the point. And you will make it. And you will make it better and more easily than anybody else around you, because you will have listened and you will have responded. But not mystically, not magically. It'll be because we do the right things. I know that the perception out there is that if we write, somehow we've stolen the information, because just as was said to you, is not new information. And ones want to spread about their own information, and if it's right or wrong, they put it down, and if you utilize what is right out of it, because you've got to use it, because it is truth, and a substitute won't cut it, then they want to sue you But I find it interesting to note that as we move along, the very ones who accuse you of stealing and plagiarizing your material are so. It comes back to meet you face on. If you go and investigate anything to go with whatever you might have written of truth, you're going to find you've plagiarized my books. And I welcome you to do that. Now, we had a situation where George got his confirmation early on, before Desiree. And they had quite a problem over that. But you see, God works in mysterious ways. And Desiree could come into the truth of it. And George was willing to work with us with very, very little reward and a lot of input. Well, what that UFO community would like to think is that George Green is wallowing in all of the rewards of these wonderful, secret, outlaying, sensational books. And he's got his own private space commander. No, what it's been is hard work, hell, a lot of accusations, and a lot of expense. You're not going to get rich off God's word. But as you make money in other projects, more money will be poured into God's word to make it available more widely. That cuts down on the confusion of ones who think we do it for remuneration in worldly goods. But you give unto God, he returns 100-fold at least. And God is abundance. Why would you take lesser? So I want that understood right off. And as long as the only thrust that can come out of the UFO community is relationships with the physical, you don't even have a tenth of the story. You're never going to get to those higher planes, rapture or otherwise, until you understand that. And that's our unfortunate job, to bring those unpopular facts to you. I don't blame them for being curious. I am disappointed in most of them that they could come so easily to the source. But you see, I expect something else. Don't come up here to me saying, well, I heard from somebody who'd been up there to see you, and I'd like to hear about this. Specifically what? Esau's name? What, sir, would you like to hear about? Well, I'd like to hear about copper pyramids. Well, obviously, that's Mr. Bell's favorite subject, not mine. So if that's what he wants to hear about, let him go research it and put out a paper on it, which I believe he already has done. I'm not even in the discounting business. If it works, wear it on your head. You look silly, but wear it. Is there anything to pyramid energy? Of course. But it's not the pyramid on your head. It is the idea in your head. And the one thing that could have been a lot easier for all ones would be if the UFO community would get their act together. They act as if nothing happened after 1952. Or they'll tell you now that all this stuff is going on, all right? You want information, then I suggest you get the journals. It's in there. I will give you clues. I will even break down where these facilities are. And I'll tell you what they shoot out. But I'm not going to individually tell anybody anything when I have spent months and years making these ones go through what they have to put this information out for the public. Well, I'm not going to spend $10 and go get a book. Nope. And you're not going to learn anything anymore out of one book. I'm sorry it's gotten expensive while nobody noticed. But you can share. Pass the book around. There are a lot in that community. Bill Hamilton's one of them that could use it very well. Do I dislike them? Absolutely no. I enjoy them. I would enjoy their company. They get a little bit of knowledge. And oh my, could we enjoy it if we could share it. I've offered Bill Cooper time after time, come on over, son, and let's talk about it. You dance around the edge. But what happens instead? We go bury it in alcohol. And all of the addictions that bind you to this place where you don't have any vision. You become tools and disinformation bringers out of sheer ignorance. And always ones write to me with their little misinformation to test me. I'll tell you, if you write to me, or if you quote, I just went through that this week, and plant a lie in this group which might be published in the Liberator, then how narrow is your thought? Why would you do that to your brother? The Liberator is not the Word. It is a conduit to bring forth the Word. It is a paper put together by humans. And yes, I write most of it. But if there's something that can be utilized by the brotherhood of man out there, and you have planted a lie, then I pity you. I pity you. We're not here to quibble with authors and presenters and seminar givers and those who make their living doing that. I repeat, from this work, no one will ever get rich. Will George Green get rich? Damn it, yes. He was before he came here. He's drained it away to do this. And you better believe he'll get it again. I, Hatton, will see to it. You are repaid for your service and that which you're willing to give. But you're going to have to give something first. Or there's nothing that can be returned. Do you see? And I don't know what I can tell you to take back to them. Other than you border on the truth of it. Yes, Tesla could have lit the skies. He could put a shield 300 miles out around your globe. He learned to use the technology. And it has been utilized. It's why there is no point in trying to make little free energy black boxes. You're not allowed to have it, do you see? The adversary will not let you have it. And they have replicated every important being on your planet. And they have been making replicas for decades. They can study, they can cross genetically. It doesn't mean these beings can breed. You know what a hybrid is. You have a beautiful, beautiful rose, but if it is frozen back down to the graft, you will have basically a wild rose. So these beings cannot usually multiply. Some of them can. And as with the human species having been replicated and mechanically downloaded, actually, with technology or past experience, as they will do. Yes, you can even physically exchange germ for germ, seed, sperm into ovum and reproduce. And what you are doing is reproducing and reproducing and reproducing energy forms, not soul beings. Can these ones acquire soul? Of course. But you have to also know why there is a great, great movement toward birth control, and yet they come forth and they will say they're against abortion. Don't you believe it for a minute. That's a political stand. They plan to get rid of 6.5 billion people on this planet. Do you think they care? And part of the thrust is to get rid of the soul beings that are trying to make entry onto your place. That's why you've got to create and introduce diseases, because they know that the army is coming, and it's not the army they invented. And they're helpless against us. The only thing they can do is discredit. And they won't even be able to do that longer, as things are confirmed. And yet, they will go farther, and they will intimidate and terrify and unify your world against beings out there in space that aren't even there. You don't have an enemy out there. Within your atmosphere and just outside your atmosphere in your own little solar system, you've got some circulating things out there that sustain life for a little while. But you have no capability as a species of human creature to get off that place. So I don't need to go into, it's a total distraction to go into cattle mutilations and things of that sort. It is so cut and dried what has happened. Why in the world do they continue to drag it into the 21st century? It was wrong and erroneous then, it's just as wrong and erroneous now. Adolf Hitler was smart enough to work with some very interesting beings. And yes, he had flyable discs. They were dismantled, put aboard submarines, and they and the submarines and Adolf Hitler went to the Antarctic. I'm not going to get into that. I wrote at length about it. You live in flat land. You perceive exactly table level. And you believe anything that comes up to your eyes because you cannot see around it or over it or under it. That's all we're trying to do, is allow you to see around it. We are asking you to look in a third dimensional experience. You live in a third dimensional experience. For goodness sakes, you should be able to think in a third dimensional experience. I don't ask you to move out and really truly perceive weightlessness, spacelessness, and timelessness. Your level of growth is not to that extent. And yet your technology on this place is. And yet the problem being that the ones who are technologically that advanced have no concept of the greater overall wholeness. So you are stuck here in a destructive path. And I know that it's very hard for the entertainers of the world who have had a lot of fun with UFOs and sightings and things to let go of this excitement. And let's test that one and let's test the other one. And we don't need another one that somebody's going to listen to. Well, the churches turn around and say, we don't need another one that's going to argue. You see, we haven't spared anybody. Everybody's mad at us. The UFO community, the politicians, the preachers. We haven't left anybody out. And if we have, we'll get there. They do have one disadvantage. I can protect. And you have another advantage. those ones who would do you damage don't believe enough or take you seriously enough to do anything about it. They talk about it. Mr. Kissinger's had my scribe on the top of his list, and he carts around the newspapers, clear to the Bilderberg meetings, really irritated right out of his mind, but knowing and saying, well, nobody's going to read it anyway. Well, it's really, nobody's going to read it anyway.
Commander, I need you to hold that thought just for a second, can
you? Oh, I can keep it for almost forever.
I would not do this except that it's time for me to leave. And what I am desirous of you is I would like you to cover the virile race of people that Hitler was looking for. I also would like you to cover thoroughly the frequency that you use, how you're doing it, etc. As I was saying to you, that when I went to that convention, 2 days in a row, people were coming to me. They were sent to me by various people. They had numerous people, Hamilton and others, they had heard strange things as, what happened to you? Where you been? I was out of the circuit for a number of years because of various reasons. I've also been, I was one of the original researchers into UFOs back in the 50s. But as you well know,